2-2-3.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Boy, spring is really here. The weather is absolutely gorgeous. Hopefully, where you live, today is going to be a nice, nice day. Great day to get out in the yard. Let's get that lawn taken care of so we can put it aside and then move to the various gardens. But with the weather being ahead of schedule, and you all know what I mean, a lot of color out there. Your magnolias are in bloom. Your flowering cherries are in bloom. Your flowering pears, magnolias. It's just an array of colors out there. All your bulbs are coming up now. Hyacinths are in bloom. Some of the varieties of the daffodils are in bloom. So it's really getting to be beautiful out there. But your main concern is the control of crabgrass. Crabgrass is most effectively killed or prevented from germinating when you use a pre-emergence crabgrass control product. That way, you prevent it from getting a foothold in your lawn and hiding in a lawn that's going to be fed, that will get thicker, and then all of a sudden the crabgrass will take off and it will grow quicker than your existing lawn and slowly begin to choke it out. So concentrate on getting the crabgrass control products down now. All the nurseries have them on sale at this time of the year. And the one thing that you need to do, most of the country is dry. We really haven't had a lot of rain, especially on the East Coast. So if you're going to do the job, do it correctly. Put the product down and then take out the lawn sprinkler and let it run for a good half hour and keep moving it until you get the whole lawn wet, because you need to change the product from a powder to a liquid. And that way, it will create a skin or a barrier on the surface of the soil. And as the seeds begin to germinate, they'll hit this barrier, and bang, they're gone. So if you had a little bit of crabgrass last year, you know, a few plants here, a few plants there, say to yourself, there is a possibility that every single one of those plants made up to 2,000 seeds each. The wind blew them. When you mowed the grass, the lawnmower cut the crabgrass plant and blew the seeds all over the place. So there is a very, very strong chance that those few little pieces here and there could become a major problem this year. So feed the lawn, use a crabgrass preventer, and if you're going to be adding grass seed, make sure that when you go down to the nursery, to the garden center, to your feed and grain stores, Did you tell them that? Say, listen, I want to kill crabgrass, I want to feed the lawn, but I have to plant grass seed. And they will sell you a product with smart technology that knows the difference between a crabgrass plant and the grass seed that you are purchasing to put down. And it will not hurt the good grass, but it will kill the crabgrass. But make sure that you tell them if you're going to be planting. It makes a big, big difference. Now, today, I'm out on the road. I'm in Winchester at Mahoney's Rocky Ledge on Route 3. I'll be here until 2 o'clock, and we would really love to see you. And you'll love the greenhouse. It's like a flower show. As pretty as your yard is, think of orchids in bloom in every color, every shape. The geraniums right now are all in bud with lots of blooms on them. Beautiful indoor hydrangea in whites and blues and pink. And your indoor hydrangea will bloom on your table for a good 2 months at this point. Also at this time of the year is a very unusual geranium called Martha Washington. Now, it's a very unique bloom. The plant looks similar to your traditional geranium, but the flower, with shades of velvety colors, reds and pinks and whites and lavender. And these are geraniums that come into bloom early. They like the cooler temperatures, and they'll give you weeks and weeks and weeks of color. They're just gorgeous. And I took a quick walk around the greenhouse, and they have something that you don't find every place. I know a lot of you are familiar with the Christmas cactus, and you really like that plant because it blooms all by itself. It's easy to take care of. Starts to bloom around Thanksgiving, and then you'll get some sporadic flowers during the rest of the winter. Well, they have the Easter flowering cactus, and it's different texture to the foliage. The bloom is a little bit different shape, and traditionally you only have the red. They have some very rare white Easter cactus, and they're beautiful, along with all kinds of indoor plants, ferns of all colors, cactus of all shapes and sizes and heights. So if you want a little bit of a preview of spring, come on down, say hello. I'll help you with all of your gardening questions. And again, I'll be here until 2 o'clock. So you know, have your coffee, take a look at the morning paper, we'll have a little breakfast, come on down, say hello, and bring us your list. Now, if you have a plant that you don't know what it is, or a weed and you don't know what it is, bring it. And we'll do our best to identify it and tell you how to solve that particular problem. But we're here today for you to answer your question. All kinds of specials going on. We'll be talking about those throughout the day. But if you have a question and you'd like me to help you out, the number to call is 855-660-5555. 4261. Give us a call, and we'll work together to solve all of your gardening problems. Spring is here. It's time to get out in the yard. Pansies, they're absolutely beautiful. And we all know the weather is up and down, and you're limited. Now, I don't want you to be fooled by the box stores. And yesterday, coming down, I visited several of the box stores and gave them 2 cents. Told them how disappointed I was that these big stores are selling tomatoes, peppers, basil, impatiens, begonias, and they're encouraging you to plant them, not in the Northeast, not till May. They're taking advantage of you. Stay away from those plants. You cannot plant tomatoes in New England. I don't care where you live in New England. Even in New York and Pennsylvania, it's too early.
You can have a beautiful lawn and be kind to the environment, too. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A few simple changes in your lawn care practices, like using Milorganite Goof-Proof Organic Fertilizer, can result in a carpet of green, safe for your kids and pets. Proper fertilization can improve your lawn's health and greatly reduce weed problems. Milorganite's organic nitrogen is slow release and won't damage your grass when hot, dry weather arrives. Use Milorganite for better results naturally. Available where garden supplies are sold.
You've changed your light bulbs. You recycle aluminum cans. Maybe you drive a fuel-efficient car. You're doing your part to make a better future. But what about the problems you're facing right now, like pests, weeds, and diseases? Use Natria instead, the line of alternative solutions using naturally derived, non-synthetic active ingredients to effectively protect your home, lawn, and garden. Problem solved. Natria, from Bayer Advanced. Pest, weed, and disease control that fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding, all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Bugs and weeds get you down this year? How would you like to save on the products that do the job right the first time? They're just generic. Look for Fertiloam Kills-All to replace Roundup, twice as strong and half the price. Fertiloam Systemic Insect Drench replaces Bayer Tree and Shrub, half the price and a big savings. And over the top to control grasses in your planting bed. Go to www.fertiloam.com, that's F-E-R-T-I-L-O-M-E.com, for a dealer near you.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack Backup Hand Pump Kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled F-L-O-J-A-K.com. Be sure to spell F-L-O-J-A-K.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK, 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack Hand Well Pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are broadcasting live from Winchester, Massachusetts at Mahoney's Rocky Ledge. Doors open up at 8 o'clock, and they've got some wonderful, wonderful plants here. The yard is full of freshly dug nursery stock, great perennial selection, fruit trees, berry plants, everything that you need to get started. But again, be careful, and the people here will tell you what is safe to plant outside and what is not, unlike the box stores that are really taking advantage of you right now. And believe me, they're all out there, and there's a lot of great plants. So come on down, say hello, we'd love to talk to you. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
How's everything in Minnesota today?
Rainy.
Rainy? Can you send it east?
If I could.
I'll tell you, all the ponds, all the lakes, the reservoirs are really, really low. And with no snow all winter, there's no melting snow in the mountains to come down to add to the lakes. So it could be a very dry summer here, so we want everybody to get planting early, give them a chance to get well established, and send that rain. We'd like it like Monday or Tuesday would be perfect timing. See what you can do.
I got my fingers crossed for you.
Okay. Who do we have up first, Tom?
First up, we've got Joan from Cape Cod with a question about Eden.
Hey, Joan, good morning. Welcome to the Garden
Club. Morning, Paul.
Morning.
Paul, my question is about an Eden rose climber.
Yes.
Part of it has gone up my arbor. Hello?
Yes.
And there's another part, like, you know, a couple of stalks have gone up the arbor, but some of it is like a bush, and I want to know if I should cut that part back.
The bush part?
Yeah.
Well, the thing that's nice is you should be able to get flowers from both the vine and the bush. So, for now, give it a chance. It's still cold. It's still early. And the roses really haven't begun to leaf out. Unless the branches are really thin. If your branches, when you look at the two, look to be like a little pencil stick, then remove them. But I wouldn't do anything yet, because sometimes you'll get more flowers on the lower part of the plant than you will on the actual climbing plant. So for now, leave it alone. What I would suggest is that you do get out there and feed your roses. Get them fed. They're hungry. The weather is nice. And water your roses. And right now, there's no foliage. Put the sprinkler on them. Give them a real good saturation and a good feeding, and they'll come back. But when you're looking at the plant, if there are some branches that are really thin and just kind of floppy, cut those out. Because you want to encourage healthy new stems with some diameter to the branch, so it's able to grow tall and produce side shoots and many, many more flowers. So anything that looks scrawny, take it out. And now that the official start of the baseball season has begun, it's time to prune back all of your roses and to remove all the mulches, the compost, the topsoil that you have put on them, that winter protection. It's time to pull it off, spread it on the ground around the plant, fertilize them, and then look at the plant. Anything that looks really skinny, take it out. And I cut back all of my bush-type roses to about 18 to 24 inches. Climbing ones, I just clean them. Get rid of broken, diseased, dead that may have happened during the winter. Clean them up, but get the food on them and water. That will help a great deal. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
When killing weeds, people experience an inner conflict.
Organics are better for the environment.
What? Those don't work.
But thanks to Clear Choice, you can have a weed-free lawn and a clear conscience. Compared to traditional herbicides, it's just as effective but has up to 85% less active ingredients.
Let's kill some weeds.
But don't harm the poor grass.
It won't. It's selective, so it only kills weeds.
Divine.
Clear Choice. Feel good about killing weeds. Find your nearest retailer at todaysclearchoice.com.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
If you're not prepared,
get preparedexpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th.
Get preparedexpo.com.
Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Climate change, water filtration, wholesale batteries, freeze-dried foods, MacGyver 101, storm shelters, shortwave and ham radios, solar power, buy your first farm, heating with wood, home defense, ammo, homeschool your children, and teleseminars with James Wesley Rawls, Bob Chapman, and Julia Shopik. Get preparedexpo.com, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Meet your USAprepares.com instructors, Vincent Finelli, John Moore, Matt Stein, Larry Pratt, Dr. Julie Pennick, Beth Ann, David Christopher, Julia Shopik, Robert Allen,
and over 30 more.
GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Has your garden soil had a checkup lately? Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your garden this year, maximize your soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. For maximum yields, start with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, it's toll-free, 855-660-4261. Give us a call, and we'll all work together to get you motivated, to get you out in that yard to get things done. Now, the weather's been warm, and we talked about crabgrass. Our crabgrass is coming out, but your lawn insects are beginning to get active. So keep a close eye on your lawn, because the raccoons and the skunks are also awake. And if you start to notice some digging in your lawn, get down to your local garden center and get a grub control product to apply to the grass and then water it in to kill the Japanese beetle grubs that are in your soil. But if you start to see digging, that is the problem. Now, if you have kids, you have woods behind your house and around your house, tall grass, you probably have ticks, and the ticks are getting ready. Now, what happens is this. The ticks that end up on you begin on a mouse. The mouse will run across the tall grasses, the tick will land on the mouse. The mouse will take the tick into his home, and the tick will begin to mate and multiply on the mouse. When the mouse comes out and the ticks are mature, they'll fall from the mouse onto your grass. You play on your lawn, walk through the tall grass, and now you've got ticks on you that could possibly cause Lyme disease. Now, the best way to take care of that is to prevent the mouse from nurturing and caring for the tick. There's a product made in New England called Daminex Tick Tubes. And this is a really, really unique product. It's a cardboard tube, like a paper towel tube. And inside of it, they stuff cotton that has been treated with an insecticide. And you take these tubes and you scatter them around your property where you would have mice. The mouse will pull the cotton out of the tube, bring it back to his home, and use it to make a nice, comfortable bed to sleep on. The insecticide that's on the cotton will not hurt the mouse or the chipmunk, but it will kill the ticks that are living off that little creature. You put a tick tube near a woodpile, near a tool shed, near a stone wall, places where you have tall grasses or a wooded area, and the mouse will do the rest. It's an inexpensive but very, very effective way. So when you're out and about, see if you can find Daminex, Daminex tubes. And again, you don't have to touch them. You take them out of the package, you grab the cardboard, which has no insecticide on it, and you just place the tubes where mice will be able to hide. Again, a stone wall, wood pile, near a tool shed. You don't want to put it where the kids are playing, because you don't want them taking it out. But places where mice feel secure, they'll take that cotton, and it will clean them of the ticks. The population will be a lot less, and that means less of a problem for you. So, good day to begin that process. Your evergreen shrubs, they should all be fed, especially plants that were put in last year. So if you added new azaleas, holly, rhododendron, mountain laurel, and then plants like boxwood, yews, juniper, arborvitae, they should all be fed. When you feed an evergreen plant or a flowering plant, stay away from a chemical fertilizer like a 10-10-10 or a 5-10-5. And the main reason is these old-fashioned fertilizers are chemical. When the ground's warm, when there's moisture, and you apply it, they feed the plant very, very quickly. And in the matter of 30 to 40 days, it's gone. And you want a plant that's going to be fed on a continuous basis for several months. So this year, stick to organics. Now, Dr. Earth, Espoma, they have all organic, all natural products. Dr. Earth has something that is patented. They have something called probiotics. And this is a collection of the newest technology in gardening. It's called microbes, mycorrhiza. So when you apply the Dr. Earth fertilizer around your plant, you're getting an organic, slow-release fertilizer that will last 3 months or more, depending on the soil. Plus, you have the added benefit of all of these microbes that will stimulate the root system of your plant to help to get them established faster. Look around you. The ground is dry. We haven't had a lot of snow, which is good and bad. The mountains have no snow left, so the reservoirs are down. Your ponds, your lakes are lower than normal. And many towns will have water bans this year. If you can get your plants fed now, get out the sprinkler, let that hose run, and give them a good soaking. They'll be able to use that food now to get well established so that if it does get dry, and I'm not saying it is, but if it happens, the plant will be well established and will better be able to tolerate the heat and the drought. So just be ready, okay? It'll take you a few minutes. Your investment is low, but the response by your plant will be terrific. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Kathy from Maine with a question about wisteria.
Kathy, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure. How can we help you out, Kathy?
Well, I've got a couple of wisteria bushes which have reverted to nature, and they're crawling all over the place. They're rerooting. They're crawling up behind between the propane tanks and the wall of the house, and I'm afraid they're threatening the house. I want to know how to get rid of them.
Well, probably the best thing to do right now would be to dig and cut and, you know, try and remove them as best as possible. Wisteria is a very, very strong and can become very aggressive, and you're right.
Yes,
if
it has.
If it starts to climb up the side of your house, it will get underneath the shingles.
Yep.
And it will literally pop them. So your best bet, Kathy, is to get out there today with a shovel, a pair of pruners, dig up what you can. And if it's coming up in a location where you do not want it to be, after you have cleaned it, in time, probably a month from now, it will come back. And at that point, you can take a product like Cleanup or Kills All or Roundup and spray it. But the main thing you need to do now is to remove as much of the plant that's there as possible. That way you really hurt it. And if you can dig up some of the plant, but I guarantee you it will come back. But when it does, then you can hit it with a non-selective, permanent way to kill it. And that's what cleanup kills all or Roundup. And that's something that you would spray on the foliage. Right now, there's no foliage. So if you put a weed killer on the plant, it won't do any good because it has to be absorbed through the leaves, taken down to the root system where it kills the plant. So if you take a weed killer now and you spray it directly on the vine, it's not going to do any good. So dig them up, prune them back, get as much of it away as possible, and you'll be in great shape. Now, those of you that are coming to Mahoney's, they're having a great lawn fertilizer special. And this is all of the Mahoney's, whether you're in Winchester, Tewksbury, you're on Cape Cod, every one of the Mahoney's stores are having a sale on their Bonide four-step lawn care program. Now, most of the companies that have a sale, they give you a coupon. So the regular price, you pay for it, you mail in the coupon, and a month later, you get your money back. What Mahoney's is doing today is giving you an instant cash rebate when you're in the store. No waiting. In a 5,000 square foot four-step program is $54.
Now you can effectively treat the diseases in your lawn, the flower and vegetable garden, fruits and more, without worrying about the safety of your family and pets. Look for organic Serenade disease control products. Serenade is being used by organic farmers across the country. Golf course managers want healthy turf with less chemicals that can be a problem to golfers. Organic Serenade will take care of black spot on tomatoes, powdery mildew on roses, and scab on apples. That's Serenade.
Have you ever grown vegetables in a container? Not too exciting, was it? Now try the Earth Box. The Earth Box is a patented system for growing plants. This container will revolutionize your ideas of container gardening. The Earth Box comes in an optional staking system for tall growing plants and vines. Unlike other containers, the Earth Box comes with a mulch cover, fertilizer band, aeration screen, water reservoir, and is portable because it has wheels. The Earth Box.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Lawn Pro 4-Step Program. You know, my wise old Uncle Angus always said that without great struggle and mental anguish, there can be no great reward. Well, clearly he never knew about this four-step program from Scotts, as in four simple steps to your best lawn ever. Scotts has taken all the confusion and guesswork out of lawn care. Each package is clearly marked with what to apply, when to do so, even in what order. It's a no-brainer, lads. And each step is formulated to provide your grass with the right type of food or weed control at just the right time. So your efforts are rewarded with a lawn that not only looks fantastic, but can also better defend itself from future problems. Get started with Scott's 4-step program this weekend. And remember, it's only available at your nearest independent hardware store or garden center. To learn more, go to scotts.com. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
And welcome to the Paul Parent Guide Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Give us a call, and we'll help you with your garden. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Mary from New Hampshire with a question about hosta.
Hey, Mary, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. I have two questions. I wondered how I move hosta plants, and the other is, when can I plant my zinnia seeds outside?
Okay. On your hosta plant, they're probably poking their nose out of the ground now. In fact, it could be like mine in Maine are about an inch high. So you could dig... Excuse me. You could dig those hostas today and relocate them to a new garden. Now, this is also a good time that if your clump of hosta is really big, dig it up, shake some of the soil off, and then try and pull it apart and make two or three plants, depending on the size of that clump. Now, to get a good-sized clump, you should have 3 to 5 shoots coming out. So when you pull it apart, if each chunk has 3 to 5 new shoots, or what they call eyes, on that plant, set them in, by the end of the year, that 3 to 5 will have changed to 10 to 15 brand new shoots that have come up in that clump. So if they're getting big, dig them up, shake out some soil, pull them apart. You may need a knife to cut some of them, depending on the variety, but have a minimum of 3 of those little shoots up to 5, and you'll be in great shape. Now, to plant seeds in the garden, zinnias, marigolds, and then things like carrots, beets, radishes. You've got to wait until May. It's too cold. I mean, if you were to go outside right now, you would need to put on a jacket or a sweater. It's cool out. Where I live in Maine, and I'm in southern Maine, we had 2 days this week, maybe 3 days, where we were in the high 20s first thing in the morning. So you need to have soil temperature around 60 degrees to germinate the seed. So if you put in those marigolds in your ground right now, the ground's too cold. They're not going to grow. If you want to start them indoors to get a jump on the season, then yes, you can do that. But the only seed that you can plant in the garden from New York City north would be peas and lettuce, spinach. Everything else, the ground is too cold. Now, this is a great time to go down to the nurseries and buy blueberries, rhubarb, asparagus, raspberries, and all of the little fruit and berry plants, and get them in the ground. While the ground is still cool, they'll become active slowly, and that's what you want. You don't want it to go boom. You want it to get established first. So any of your perennial fruits and berries can be put in right now with no problem. And the sooner you can plant asparagus, the better. Because your asparagus is sold bare root. It doesn't come as a potted plant. It's sold as dried roots. And if the longer you wait, the more of a chance they will have of drying out. So now they're fresh. They've been freshly dug.